بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سلم عليكم أهل الكتاب فقولوا عليكم رواه البخاري ومسلم وأبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه. This hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه is found in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah, five of the six kitabs that are taught in the Darul Uloom. So it's an authentic hadith and it's a teaching of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians greet you, what should you do now? Many times, the non-Muslims, they learn the greeting of Islam and so they want to impress and practice and they make salam to us, assalamu alaikum. So how should a person respond to a non-Muslim? The greeting of salam is the greeting for the Muslims. A person can never enjoy peace if he's at war with Allah Ta'ala, making partners with Allah, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't have peace. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. The hearts find peace and chain and sukoon in the remembrance of Allah. So there can't be peace for this person. So when they make salam to you, what should you say? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say wa alaikum, that's all. Just say wa alaikum, don't say salam, wa alaikum. Same to you and upon you. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jews used to think that they're very smart. So they used to twist their words. Instead of saying assalamu alaikum, they used to say assalamu alaikum. Death be upon you. Sam means death. So they should say it in such a way that you won't be able to make the difference whether they sing assalamu, assamu, very similar. But they would come and think they are smart and they are saying death upon you. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, once she became very upset and she gave them a mouthful. She said, rather death upon you and the curse. And she said, she told him a whole lot of words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point in time told her, oh Aisha, my response is an example. Something to this effect, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see what I said. I said one word. In that one word, I threw it back at them. I said, wa alaykum, same to you. If you're saying death to me, then same to you. The same for you. So there's no need to go to that level and say all these words. So we also understand that a Muslim is very calculated in his speech. We find that the Anbiya alayhimus salam, despite them being called names, and being sworn at and told a whole lot of things, that they were very, very muhazzab, cultured in their speech and in the address of their people. They would warn their people and they would warn them of punishments and they would advise them. But you won't find them being vulgar. لَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَاحِشًا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't rude, nor did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behave rudely, not in his speech, not in his actions. So we also learn from this that we need to control ourselves. At times we are tested with words. So even in the greeting also, they'll say assalamu alaikum, then we will say wa alaikum. So this is a beautiful teaching of Islam. By way of extension, we should understand that we should never greet non-Muslims with their greetings, religious greetings. We shouldn't try and impress them. Their religious greetings, and we are using that for them, whether it's a Hindu, whether it's a Tamil, whether it's a Jew, whoever it is. We shouldn't have a complex. We are unapologetic because we are upon Haqq, they are upon Batil. How can we change Haqq for Batil? And also seasonal greetings that are related to religion. Happy Christmas, for example, Happy Easter, Happy Diwali, or whatever it is, things that are related to nonsensical practices, pagan practices, Halloween and all these things, then we won't initiate. And if someone greets us, then in these cases we will remain silent. And if we can, we can tell them, I do not ascribe to those beliefs, those customs. I am a Muslim and I refrain from that. That will be the better thing for a person to clearly spell it out. Or at the very least, we remain silent and we are not part of that, and we do not even out of jest also say to someone these words. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding. We understand the beauty of our deen, that every aspect has been explained. And when we make salam, once again we learn that we should learn the correct salam, how we should greet properly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is for Muslims. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.